Cold and raw, you can't forget the maid that sold the barley, who the Scotchman did outwit one winter's morning early. Then listen now, and I'll unfold a third and pleasant story, how he beset her for his gold, but it proved young Roger's glory. He was riding to a fair with Kate, his master's daughter, when the Scot did meet them there. But mark what followed after, when as the Scot the lass espied, he raved at her out of measure. "Give me my purse and gold," he cried, "you robbed me of all my treasure." Envy was in Jockey's face, but yet that no ways daunts her. Kate, with a most noble grace, returns him straight this answer: "I never stole no purse from you. Could I be so much your master? Be gone and make no more ado, or else I will lay you faster." Now to Roger she made known how often he did woo her. When he met her all alone, in order to undo her, "A zooks," quoth Roger, "did he so, and would he have wronged my honey? Then by my faith, before I go, this cudgel shall pay the money." Jockey he had by his side a true and trusty rapier. Therefore, with his haughty pride, at Roger he did vapor, which did his spirit so provoke that anger and blows increases. His rapier with a bang he broke, that shivered in 20 pieces. Yet stout Roger did not mean of life once to deprive him, but about the fair and green he like a stag did drive him. At length he begged his pardon there of Katie the farmer's daughter. It was the sport of all the fair, there never was greater daughter. By all men and women too, stout Roger was commended. Further still their love to show, the quarrel being ended, a rule was made through all the town for Roger's sake to be merry and drink his health in liquor brown, nay, likewise in rich canary. Then near night they homeward ride, and Roan was straight made ready. Horse and man on every side, as if a lord and lady, when coming to her father dear, said they deserves to have her. Now ever since that time, we hear stout Roger is much in favor, and beloved at such a rate by father, friends, and mother, that they vowed he should have Kate a Zooks above all other, because he kept her safe from harm and feared neither wind nor weather. And now they keep a worthy farm where they lovingly live together.